You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, we'll leave that to you guys. You guys can do with that what you want.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be talking about it on the air.
Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Apparently you didn't even say that during the acceptance speech.
I thought you would give a thank you.
So here's what happened, and I knew there was a possibility this would happen. The reason I wanted Mason to give the Hall of Fame speech is the very next award after that was Call of the Year, and I was up for that, for the LeBron call, and I won it, so I spoke that.
Congratulations.
Okay. Yeah.
Look at you.
So,
you're like the Mandy's all over again.
I'm not Joe Davis. Joe Davis went home with, and I'm not exaggerating, 10 Southern California Sportscast of the Year awards because he was the only person from the Dodgers who's not at spring training. So anytime anybody from the Dodgers won, he won. Kirsten Watson won. Oral Hershiser won. Fernando won for Spanish. The Dodger pregame show with Hartung and those guys won. And Joe just kept going up there, and I finally looked at him and go, I got an SUV if you need it. He goes, I might.
So what did Mason say? I would ask him, but he's not here. How was his?
In the building. He'll be here shortly.
Okay.
It was good. You know who was outstanding was Morales.
He did his speech in here for us about an hour or so ago.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
And he probably had the best. Pepe's son did a really good job presenting him. But then Morales presented us and knocked it out of the park. He was great. But in those things, another reason why I didn't want to talk for the Hall of Fame thing is there are so many acceptance speeches. Mm. I mean, they're probably, I don't know, Mace, what do you think, 20? 20 different people.
20
talked.
Seems about right.
And joined by Hall of Famer Steve Mason.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
And but it was very well done. Pete Arbogast and his team did a ton
job,
of work, and it was actually really fun. I didn't know what to expect, but it came out great.
Mace, how was it for you?
It was great. I thought Morales' speech was fantastic.
That's what John said.
His speech was by far, I would say,
I just said that. I think he probably had the best one of all the 20.
Yeah, I think the best
he gave us a good
speech.
Little...
Pepe's speech was also very good. When Pepe himself went up and accepted, was good.
And
but Mason,
son,
Mason and I were quick and to the point.
Yeah, no, I did not spend a lot of time up there. I just wanted to...
So 2 minutes? About 2 minutes?
Yeah, I would say 2 minutes. I would say even less than 2 minutes, I think.
Did you talk about the deal points that you were presented that got you guys back together?
No, I did not.
It would have been rude to do it in that room.
I did but, shout out you guys.
Oh, yeah?
And I shouted out Shinano and Cap saying this is the most fun that I've had in radio in a long time. It's
not
a really good, really good group.
Did you hear they're replacing me with Chris McGee?
Oh,
that's what Chris
I think
said.
He's fantastic.
I do too.
Welcome him to the team.
Trav, you should know this. He might be like the greatest guy ever.
Oh, no, I know Gator.
It's a contest between him and Francisco Pinto to see who is the greatest guy of all time.
I've said this on the air a million times. I've known Gator for a long time. He is on the very short list, and I really can't even think of a second right now where I've never heard anybody say anything bad about
nothing
him.
Yeah,
that's
no.
Francisco too.
Okay,
yeah.
So Francisco, he and Gator are tied for 1-1. If we're gonna do this, let's
Trav had the game plan of if it's gonna happen, let's do it sooner than later.
Yeah, right.
That's what
right.
He was saying.
Gotta hurry up.
Yeah.
Got
hurry
a little
up.
Time. I could start looking.
So
around.
I just
sure.
told they were talking about Josh Groban. It was his birthday.
Oh,
Trav
yeah.
was unaware that Josh Groban preceded him as a winner of the Survivor pool.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Remember he won it one
that's
year. And we're like, we lost to Josh Groban.
Are there any other? People with notoriety in our pool?
Not that I can think of.
No one with bigger notoriety than the three of us.
Yeah.
I don't think.
It's really down
other
to
than Josh Groban.
Us and Josh Groban.
All right.
Who we lost to.
But apparently Michael Grove is throwing batting practice now. I just watched like two different balls fly out of the park.
You ready to jump off the Shohei train? He's 0-2 with a K and grounded into a double play.
It's over.
Fine.
Although he is worth $2 million. $2
million. It's a small number
exactly.
on the balance sheet.
Exactly.
Okay, I did the hot yoga yesterday.
Oh, yeah, how'd it go?
All right,
okay.
What's the review?
So
first, were there mirrors?
So this is, let me break it down for you.
Did you do it with your girl? I mean, you guys both did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she goes, so she's, you know, she's doing what she's doing. So that's the first thing I looked at when I got into the class. I'm like, all right, mirrors or no mirrors? Mirrors all the way.
Oh, no.
See, I like that because I want to see if I'm doing the poses right.
Well, the problem is I'm towards the back. So even if I'm trying to see.
Men to women ratio in the class was roughly what?
Let's say 25 people, five men.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That's about right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm towards the back. Here's the problem with the mirror. You got it into my head like, no, this is actually better if you don't have a mirror.
It is,
and I understand the reason. And I actually told her as if I knew what I was talking about. I'm like, listen, I think it's better. I hope they don't have mirrors. And she said, no, they're going to have mirrors. I'm like, you're supposed to look within. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Right? She had no idea what I was talking about. Okay. I will say, and it's been years since I've done it, it's probably, I mentioned the trap, probably about 105 in the room.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
So
it's
crazy.
So another thing that I brought up to her, again, she's like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, well, shouldn't the temperature be shouldn't we be doing yoga in the temperature?
The fire within.
Okay?
Exactly.
So 98.7 degrees would be ideal?
Maybe the perfect temperature, ideally. Yes.
It is such a challenge.
Yeah. What was the toughest pose? What did you struggle with?
If I had a top 20, that would help.
Yeah,
a top 20.
Poses.
This is the toughest one for me is when I got to be on my knees and I got to put all my weight on my ankles and my feet.
Right, where you sit back like that?
My ankles are so demolished from basketball, just turning your ankle,
right?
So when you're trying to go all the way back. And you're trying to
show us.
This one I can't. This one I literally can't. Trying to go all the way back, I just feel all the stress in my ankles. That's probably the toughest one.
Yeah.
Balance at times, I'm okay.
My balance is terrible. I have bad balance. But that's why you take yoga.
That helps with your balance.
Exactly.
I know that the flexibility improves the more you do it. Does your balance improve more?
Yes, your balance improves. Yeah. Your focus improves.
That's the thing that's probably the most under... It's the focus.
Yeah.
It's the... Forget what I'm actually doing. It's like you're... It's not even about the poses. It's more of just trying to
focus. Have you ever taken a meditation class?
I use a couple. I'm using an app right now, but in the past I use one of those Calm apps or whatever.
Yeah, one of the hardest things to do is they'll tell you to try this. Think about nothing for 5 minutes.
It's impossible.
Put your timer on. Think about it. And then, like,
it's like one of our listeners.
Yeah. It's like you're not even allowed to look at the clock because you're not supposed to be thinking about time. It's hard.
Oh, and then what are they saying in those, don't beat yourself up that your mind went so. And when
the greatest yogi in the world, his mind is active.
Right. You're supposed to go back to the breath, right? That once you start thinking about your tasks or you're thinking about work or you're thinking about relationships,
happening every
back to the
seconds.
Breathing. And it happens every 3 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one time at the club where Lisa plays tennis, I go to the gym sometimes because they have a good gym. And I'm in the gym one day and Lisa introduced me to, hey, have you met so and so? She's the yoga instructor. You should take her class. Super hot. Okay. Just, 24 years old. I'm like, well, she goes, you should come take my class. I go, would I be the only guy in there? And she goes, maybe, but that doesn't matter. Come take it. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm in. Specifically because this yoga teacher was so attractive. I go, when's your next class? She goes, tomorrow morning at 8. So the next day at 8, I walk in. I am not exaggerating. Me and 7 70-year-old women. That was the entire complexion of the class.
Wow.
And I went, you didn't tell me I was not only going to be the only guy, but the youngest person by like 15 years.
The only one not on Social Security.
Yeah. And she goes, well, it's not always this bad. I go, yeah, right. Last time I took that
class. Slee, did you ever do Soul Cycle? That's another one. Spinning? Hot. God.
Well, I've definitely done spin, but I've not done in the hot. I think that's what Emily's
Soul Cycle.
Emily,
is hot spin.
Is that what you do? Hot spinning?
I used to do it, and I don't think it was even like purposeful. I think that it was just happened to be that they didn't turn on the AC, and it was really, really
hot. I almost died in a class. I had to get out of the class in the middle of it, and I'm like crawling out while all these, go girls, let's go!
What's the purpose of the heat? Like, won't you warm up by just riding the bike or doing
the
yoga?
No, the purpose of the heat is to make you sweat.
Yeah.
I lose weight here sweating. Like, yeah. I don't need help to
Your stretching too?
It does when you're sweating. When you're hot, the stretches come more easily.
Yeah.
So I heard you talking about Hotel California. Did anybody mention the satanic part of it?
It hit me.
So Ireland, you know this, right? It has something to do with
Anton McVeigh.
Simon LeVay.
Oh, is it Simon LeVay? Who's Anton McVay?
I have no idea.
No, I don't know who Anton McVay is. He was the drummer for David Letterman's band.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Simon LeVay is the head of the Church of Satan.
Church of Satan.
Okay.
And so they were apparently, the Eagles were hanging out with the president of the Satan Church.
As one does.
Yeah. And there's a line in there about stabbing something with your
stealing knives. You just can't kill the beast.
You can't kill the beast.
Right.
It's Satan stuff. It's totally Satan stuff. Ireland, you're an Eagles fan. Isn't it like Church of Satan business?
Yes. And if you look at the album, back when people used to look at albums, in one of the windows is a silhouette of that Simon LeVay.
Yeah. Of him specifically?
In the window, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so that has satanic. Oh, didn't AC/DC we think AC/DC has satanic?
I knew that Ozzy Osbourne, AC/DC, all these. I thought these were more urban legends than actual facts.
This one is not. The Hotel California one is real to the best of my knowledge.
Do you guys? to the best of your knowledge.
This one is an
important qualifier.
I heard it somewhere, so it must be true.
Of course, yeah. Of course. Do you guys remember Battle of the Network Stars?
Oh, of course. It was awesome.
Can I play something for you?
With Cosell.
Kaplan and Robert Conrad.
Exactly. I want to play this for you because we were talking about rabbit hole and thing. I got stuck in the Battle of the Network Stars.
Oh, that's an excellent rabbit hole.
That's good.
This is Howard Cosell describing a touchdown pass to Nancy McKeon from The Facts of Life while she's being covered by Daisy Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Catherine Bach, who went on to marry Ringo Starr.
Who set and has a pick set for her by Debbie Allen. Okay. I would like you to listen to this.
Excellent.
And she's being congratulated by Captain Trevani and the others. Again in slow motion. Now remember the crisscross. You see Debbie Allen and Nancy McKeon crisscrossing, and Kathy Bach could not stay with Nancy McKeon. So the touchdown.
God, is that so funny.
The most bizarre sentences you've ever... Howard Cosell might be the most famous sportscaster ever.
Right.
Yes, right?
And Rune Arledge made him do that because he... Rune wanted he wanted to draw a sports audience, but he knew that it was... He wanted to lend some credibility to it.
Yeah.
So he made Cosell be the announcer.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah, that was... And by the way, Gabe Kaplan... To the best of my knowledge.
Pretty fast.
And Robert Conrad hated each other.
And almost got in a fight.
They almost got in a fight during Battle of the Network Stars.
Oh my God.
Remember, Conrad had that thing where he put the battery on his shoulder. Right. Knock this off.
I dare you to knock this off my shoulder.
The captain of the NBC team.
Right.
Gabe Kaplan was
ABC.
And do you remember who CBS was?
No.
Big name back in the day.
William Shatner.
No. Bigger.
CBS.
Bigger
CBS.
Than William CBS. Shatner.
He was the lead of a big cop show.
Jim Garner.
Telly Savalas.
Telly Savalas.
And he's over there smoking cigarettes. While they're running the obstacle course.
You could never bring this back for the simple reason that there is no more network TV stars.
You know,
right?
You know, they did bring it back like a year ago, and they had at the time the Monday Night Football crew do
Joe Tessitore and that crew did
with
it.
With the old mustard-colored
up
blazers.
Up in Pepperdine is where they did all the events.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't because... The monoculture is gone, right?
Yeah,
where we all know all of these people. Half the people competing in this were either from the 80s, from our eras, or people I didn't know at all. And this is the biggest stars on TV were doing tug of war while being called by Howard Cosell.
Could you bring the superstars competition back where you took people from all different sports and had them do basically like a decathlon competition?
They did that at Pepperdine, too.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
They I remember Kyle Rote.
I was just going to say, Kyle Rote Jr.
won
all the stuff.
OJ won it 1 year.
Sure.
Dwight Stones,
the high jumper.
Won it one year. Yeah.
And I remember one guy lost it. One guy was like way ahead, but he couldn't swim.
Oh, yeah.
And he had to like stop swimming in the pool and he's walking.
There's a famous where Joe Frazier's in the pool and he nearly drowns.
Right.
Really?
Well, Marcellus Wiley told me that he literally had heard of so many friends of his from the neighborhood drowning that he took a swim class and learned how to swim in the ocean.
Sure.
And taught his kids how to do that just because of that. He didn't want to fall in a pool one day and not be able to get out.
Yeah. By the way, you know who invented the Superstars competition, that whole show and that whole...
I think I know this. Was it not the ice skating guy?
Dick Button.
Dickie Buttons.
Yeah. Dick Button invented the Superstars competition.
He's a master of, or jack of all trades.
Yes, so that's your rabbit hole was very popular.
It was. It's great.
It was. Again, I need to say this again. Nancy McKeon catching a touchdown pass while being defended by Daisy Duke, called by Howard Cosell.
Can't beat it.
You can't beat it.
That's awesome.
No. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, fellas, can I take just 2 seconds here?
Bergman's hijacking the start of this show. What do you got, Greg?
First of all, Morales is going to be in a little bit lit, but I just want to say one thing. First of all, I was at the Hall of Fame speech for you guys, and you guys both were great. Good speech. Morales did a fantastic speech. Pepe was amazing. His son was amazing. I just want to say, I know we've had differences over the years, especially me and you, John, mostly on-air stuff, not off-air stuff, but we had differences. Mm-hmm. When I got here 8 years ago, I did not
You've been here for 8 years?
I've been here for 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so when I got here eight
You're
years
old.
Ago. I know. It's on the other side of 40 now is what's going on here. But when I got here 8 years ago, I did not know what I was expecting. I thought I knew so much about radio coming in. I thought I just was I'm the smartest guy. I knew everything about everything. And then I started working with you two, and I've learned
We told you enough times that you don't know anything.
Right.
And now you're
I really have learned so much from the two of you, both of you, over these last 8 years. I'm very, very proud of both of you for what you have accomplished. I was very happy to be a part of all of that with you. I thought it was absolutely amazing. When we go out on remotes, to see how much love you get from the people is something I've never seen in radio or anything ever in my life. To see when there's Lakers there, they're not worried about the Lakers. They want to see Mason in Ireland. And that is something that is truly, truly amazing.
You know what that means? We're not getting big enough name Lakers.
Yeah, right.
Derek Fisher.
By the way, it's also Kiss of Death, right?
Yeah.
This is the Kiss of Death.
No, but honestly,
That's nice of you to say.
Absolutely amazing.
Nice. I didn't know what to expect, but I had fun. I liked it.
I thought it was great. Yeah. I had a great time, except for one speech. It was fantastic.
I no longer have any respect for Ross Porter, and I will say his name flat out. I don't care. It's gone.
Boy, what has been happening lately with taking the off-air stuff and bringing it on here? There is no filter.
There's no separation.
Yeah, it is. It's just,
between
I'm not saying what he said. I'm not saying what he said.
Yeah,
but that was unacceptable, and I will not stand for it. MC Stitch and be like, "Oh yeah, everything's great."
We're like, take a shot at Dodger
Trivia. No, I will not like to take a shot at it. I've never seen you speechless that you can't say something.
Well, yeah, I didn't know what to say.
We all looked at each other dumbfounded. Yeah. We were like, what?
I got texts from people in the building of like, are we going to talk about this?
Yeah, I got a text from inside the room right after the speech was over saying, you've got to talk about this.
Oh, man. And
if you think Morales, when he gets in here, is not going to talk about
it,
you're
Morales
crazy.
Is definitely.
We can't control what others do. It was fun. It was very well attended. It was great to see Bob Miller.
Oh, yeah. Jaime Hurin was there.
Ann Myers came in from Phoenix.
It was really cool.
I thought Bob Myers was interesting. He actually walked up to both of you to
Miller.
Bob Miller.
What did I say?
Bob Myers.
Bob Miller. Bob Miller walked up to both of you just to say hi.
Miller is a classic example of, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's the best hockey announcer I've ever heard. And has never changed. He's been great to everybody his entire career.
Yeah.
And
what's funny is
it was great to see him.
There was an intern of ours that was there from the days of the TV.
Yeah, Brigham Avery. At Fox Sports West. He's gone into broadcasting now.
Working with Joe Mantegna. And he told me things that I was like, oh my God, did I actually say that? Did I actually do that? He remembers when I dropped an F-bomb. He remembers when I tackled Dave Singer when he was dressed as the Happy Star.
You didn't tackle him. You punched him in the stomach.
I did punch him in the stomach.
Why and then he dropped like a bag of rocks.
Bag of rocks.
Why did you hit Dave Singer
so
in the stomach?
So he was running around with the Happy Star costume, and Mason, as a bit, said, I've always wanted to just punch one of these mascot things. So he slugs Singer in the and Singer goes
as hard as you can.
Yeah, goes down, and he's down on the ground.
Down goes Singer,
in the happy with happy with his giant size 25 feet up in the air.
Yeah.
I look at Mason and I go, man, I think you may have really hurt him. He goes, you want to see how fast he gets better? And he literally, Mason with a smirk on his face, goes, Dave, if you don't get up right now, I'm not taking you to the Olympics. And Dave pops right up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah, he was fine.
You messed with him so much.
Yeah, I did. I meant to shout him out during it, because he was a huge part of our
the
success
funniest,
over the years.
We
over
did
a decade.
many funny bits with Singer, but yep. I think the funniest one was Dave was one of those guys who has hair all over his body.
Yep.
All right, like over his back.
Taco meat everywhere.
Yeah, I think he's since had it removed. But
yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Back
wax,
then,
laser?
Yeah, whatever it was. Like that scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, yeah.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, but so when the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue came out, this is before Dave had any of the hair removed, so he had hair all over his body, we made him go to a newsstand at 6 in the morning and buy 10 copies of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. And just go ring famous people's doorbells and hand them the issue. And the first person he did it to, remember this? He went to Bubba Smith's house.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And Bubba, and then and he had a cell phone, and he would say, he goes, I'm ringing the doorbell. And he'd ring the doorbell. Bubba Smith comes and answers the door. Dave says, Bubba, happy Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue day. And he hands it to it, and Bubba Smith cannot stop laughing.
Oh, good. And, I'm glad he laughed.
And finally, Dave hands Bubba the phone. And Bubba can barely get a word out. And he goes, do you two realize how this man is dressed? And remember, we went to Jeannie Buss's house.
Yeah.
And knocked on the door. And she couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. They actually answered the door?
Yeah, yeah. Then we made him go stand on Santa Monica Boulevard and hand him to cars driving by.
Yep.
And people were, we almost caused an accident.
Yeah.
That was either my favorite bit we did, or when we sent him out on the outside of
the
a
outside
car,
of a
through,
car
the, through,
through
a car,
car wash.
Wash.
Yeah.
He didn't get it waxed, though. The car did not get waxed, right?
No, the car didn't, but Dave did.
Dave got waxed.
No, so they actually did the wax.
Oh, yeah, they did the hot wax.
Oh, they did the hot wax on it?
Yeah, we have it somewhere, and you hear him saying, you said no wax! You said no wax! Ah!
Why did he allow all these things to happen?
It was just for the bit. Lenny Dykstra opened a car wash in Corona, and as the... They wanted us to do a remote from there. We couldn't get there for some reason. So we sent Dave to get the payment for the remote.
Right.
And sent him through on the outside of the car. And that place loved us forever.
Yeah.
After
I would think so.
Yeah.
Now, what are we going to have Bergman do?
I'm not going to do it.
No, Bergman.
He's our boss now. So he's also our producer.
We don't have to have Bergman do it. But think of all the fun young guys we have. Like Cody would do it. Parker would do it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Brian. What about Laura? Laura's getting her feet wet. Laura,
I met one of your friends today.
Who, me?
Yeah, can't remember who it is, but I met him. He said, "Say hi."
He
to
works
Brian.
At Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Wyatt.
Yeah, exactly.
He came up to me too.
Yeah, used to be my boss when we were in college.
He
for
said,
the call
"Yeah,
radio.
He said you were went to school and he always knew you were to amount to great things."
Oh, wow. I think the only prerequisite, Greg, to make these guys do stupid stuff is that they still have to be in school. Like Graham. Graham's still in school.
Yeah.
Right? So, Graham, we can make Graham do something
saying
goofy.
No,
like.
They're saying no. He's not in school.
No,
right?
he's in Cody.
Graham, Cody, are you still in school?
Cody's yeah.
All right, then you're up, man. We're gonna come up with a bit for you.
He's like, nah, I'm not doing it.
By the way, Graham looks like he's still in school. He looks like he's 12.
Yes.
He's 22.
He's 22, and apparently...
He's 22?
I just found out yesterday. I was like, you can't drink. You can't go there. He's like, I'm going to be 23.
He's doing play-by-play for games, women's basketball, on ESPN+.
And for Northridge, right?
And for Northridge.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So I thought all in all, and Pete Arbogast did a fantastic job. It was great. It was great to see John Jackson, who I worked with for a long time.
Yeah.
Who's come through a lot.
Yeah, and John almost died.
Yeah.
And he had a stroke several years ago, and he looks and sounds great.
Yeah, what a nice
guy. What did he win an award for?
It was a President's Award. They give it to somebody that they want to recognize, not necessarily for something they said or did, but just for being them.
Yeah, yeah.
Good
and,
for you.
And
good
so, yeah, John's a great guy.
Oh, Shohei Ohtani just hit a home
run. Woo,
home
run.
Did he? Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No, don't have to
all right, 700,
him.
Totally worth it. There totally worth it. Shohei Ohtani home run.
Worth the money. All right, coming up next for you, let me see. Morales is going to be live imaging Tuesday.
Yes, he'll come in a bit.
There's by the way, I'm as badly prepared for the show as I am not meant to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and then do a show.
I was proud of you that you got there on time. Oh, I didn't think you would. What time did you leave
all
your house?
Time.
I left at 5:30. No, I left 6:30. At 6:30. Yeah. And I was there an hour early. So
were you there an hour early?
Yeah, I was. By the way, parked in my car.
I left 10 minutes before 8.
And got there. You were there at 8.
Yeah, yeah. I lived 10 minutes away. It was fantastic.
It's well
located
for you.
That was the best spot for me possible.
Right.
Although they don't like me in there. Yeah, just that. They're like LACC.
Oh, you're the wrong religion?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yikes. There's a lot of that going around. All right. Let me tell you about Jacob Imrani. So if you are injured in any kind of car accident, you got to be wondering, what are some of the advantages of hiring my friend Jacob? Well, first of all, you're hiring somebody who's been doing this for over 25 years. Maybe the simplest answer, Jacob and his team will hold your hand throughout the entire process. He's going to handle everything from the phone calls to the rental car to getting your car fixed to finding a doctor in your area. They will deal with the insurance company on your behalf, and Jacob can immediately get you the medical attention that you deserve. 25 plus years of experience. He's got the reputation and the clout to get you the compensation that you deserve. So if you're injured in an accident, only one name to remember. That's Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. And don't forget to follow Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And by the way, Pepe Mantilla also inducted into the Hall of Fame. There he was. He rode in on his...
The horse.
Collected his award.
He said in his speech, he said he was very glad he studied psychology at the University of Mexico because it prepared him to deal with us.
Yes.
With Michael and Mason and I. So,
he's not wrong.
Yeah. And he was great. And his son was excellent.
Yeah, his son was
presented
great.
Him.
Yeah. And Liz was there. His girlfriend Liz was there.
We can tell Michael now that she's real.
She is real. I think Michael's met Liz by now, hasn't he?
Several times.
Yes, and he still pretends she's his imaginary friend.
Oh, John, how did it go? You might have talked about it yesterday. How did it go with the jackets?
Really good. Pepe was... Michael got Pepe this really cool jacket.
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram.
So nice.
Yeah.
And because Michael normally gives Pepe a hard time.
Yeah, he'll punk him.
Pepe was absolutely convinced Michael was going to try and embarrass him with something. And it was the opposite. Michael did something really nice. So he paid for the jacket, had this guy make it for Pepe. So Michael wore his Bahamas jacket and Pepe wore his Mexico jacket. And they each did the games
it
in their jackets.
It was great. You didn't see it. It was on Instagram.
I saw it.
Our social shot most of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so
I saw it. I watched it.
It's
I want
around.
To know how you said it went.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
It's nice.
It is nice. I think it's
did
very
you like
cool.
it, Laura?
Yeah. Michael sent me a picture, and he was like, do you think Pepe's going to love it? I'm like, dude, he's going to love it. He's like, really? I was like, yes.
All right. Laura's back on the show today.
Yo, thank goodness.
Yeah, she's been gone for a week. So today, Shohei Ohtani hits his first home run in spring training for the Dodgers. And Bergman, you say this proves. What does this prove?
This proves he's going to hit second in the lineup.
I don't necessarily buy that.
I think that's exactly what they're going to do. They talked about earlier, before spring training actually started, that what the lineup that they go out with the first time is what it's going to
be. Right, but were Freddie and Mookie in the lineup
today?
Yes,
it went Freddie, Shohei. It went Mookie, Shohei, Freddie.
Interesting.
That's going to be your 1-2-3, which, by the way, that just means that Freddie Freeman's going to have 1,000 RBIs.
Yeah, boy, he
really
is. 1,000
RBIs, that would break some type of record, would it not?
1,000 is very high.
Yeah, that would be the highest ever. Yeah.
So I was reading a little bit about Shohei Ohtani. This is Fabian Ardaya in The Athletic, says that the thing that has surprised the Dodgers most is how much study Shohei Ohtani does. That last year, going into Angels camp, he wanted to see a video of every single pitcher he would potentially face last year, and he's doing the same now with the Dodgers. Dave Roberts says everything he does is intentional, which is pretty amazing. Just how intentional every single thing he does is, whether it's in the weight room or on the field, you can't really appreciate it until you see it, says Andrew Friedman. So this is a guy that not only has got unbelievable talent, but he's also unbelievably prepared for every game and every pitcher. And it's one thing to have the talent. It's another thing to do the work on top of that. If you're doing the work on top of being talented, that's when you become a superstar like Shohei Ohtani.
And I don't know if people in Southern California realize how rare this is, what we're seeing with Shohei. Nobody's done this since Babe Ruth.
Right.
Babe Ruth came along in 1918. Okay.
Yes.
And had that 60 home run season in 1927. So it's been 100 years.
Yeah.
Since anybody could pitch and hit, like one guy do both, like Shohei can. So he's absolutely worth the price of admission. I think he's going to be a huge hit for the Dodgers. And today is his very first game in a Dodger uniform, and he's already got a home run.
Now, is he the biggest star in LA since Kobe Bryant?
I'm trying to think of who else is in that conversation.
Well, LeBron.
Aaron Donald. Kershaw, no.
No.
I'm trying to think.
It depends on
Cooper
the parameters.
Cooper Kupp had that magic year.
He did, yep. Had the Triple Crown year.
I think he could be.
I think he is. I think it is going to be that. Can you imagine being at Dodger Stadium opening day? It's going to be expensive. But can you imagine being there opening day the first time Ohtani steps to the plate? How exciting
that's
going to be.
Which is why I wish they weren't going to Korea. Because his first game is going to be over there. But we'll eventually get a home opener here.
We're doing, are we doing the 3 a.m. show?
I'm down.
Yeah, we're doing the 3 a.m.
It's a Wednesday and a Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. The middle of the night show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just come in. We'll just do the show at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Shohei Radio.
It's not. We'll do it.
You guys are really doing it.
Yes, we are. Laura, are you going to produce?
Sure. If you guys are really doing it, I'm down. Laura, I'm only like 10 minutes away from here.
Ireland, you're going to be awake unless you take a sleep bomb like yesterday.
Yeah, but if it were any other day, I would do it.
Oh, you'll call in, won't you?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Yeah, 3 a.m.
I don't know where I'm going to be, but I'll call in.
Yeah, you're awake.
I was thinking about something with Shohei.
Mm-hmm.
So the Angels had him. He left as a free agent to come to the Dodgers, and Shohei's agent says at the end, right before he signed with the Dodgers, they went back to the Angels and said, we want to give you guys one last chance to make a bid on Shohei, and the Angels said, we're out.
Yeah.
In terms of front office,
mm-hmm.
is that the biggest mistake in LA sports history? For the Angels to let him walk and get nothing for him.
Okay.
Had they made a competitive offer at the end and he said, you know what, I really want to go to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Then I would say, okay, the Angels rolled the dice and get him again. But they didn't even make an offer.
Okay, but I wouldn't place that necessarily on the front office. I would place that on the owner.
Right.
Artie Moreno's ultimately the guy that's got to authorize $700 million or whatever it was that they were going to offer. I don't blame Perry Minasian. He's just doing what
if
he can.
You, okay, so we'll make this about Moreno. But if you know you're not going to match $700 million, why not trade him?
Okay, so we go back to last summer. I actually supported the idea of not trading Shohei because I thought the one way the Angels could potentially keep him was if they made a run last year and got into the playoffs. And they were not out of the playoffs at that point. They were within
a couple of games. They went and got a bunch of pitching and made a run at it, and then the pitching they went out and got
fell apart.
Was just terrible.
It was just terrible, yeah.
Yeah, like the Lucas Giolito couldn't find the plate.
Yeah.
It just didn't work.
Yeah.
But I, you know, this is the old thing. We debate this with free agency all the time. If you think the guy is leaving, and all of us thought he was leaving.
Yeah, 100% leaving.
You have to trade. I know it's hard, but you got to trade him. Because then you get, then what happened to the Angels happens to you. You get nothing.
So I would not be, I supported the idea of not moving him.
You regret
at the trade
that?
Deadline. Do I regret it? They probably regret it. I don't regret it. But
I mean, if I gave you a do-over, what?
I'd say exactly the same thing. Your one chance to keep Shohei was to get to the playoffs and potentially the World Series, and then you had a chance. So, no, I don't regret it. Now, obviously, it's easy to look back in retrospect and say, they didn't make a run. They fell apart during the second half of the season, and Shohei left. But in the moment, I really felt like they were doing the right thing.
What do you think, Bergman?
They actually made the mistake two seasons ago, not last season, the season before. They
should
have traded.
Well, just not trading. The timing is one thing, but not trading him, I think, is the mistake.
No, it was an absolute mistake. But again, they should have traded him two seasons ago at the trade deadline. That was when you're going to get the most value for him because you're going to have him for a year, and then you can try and convince him to stay at that point, stay there for the year. That was the mistake that they made. But then when they didn't, they should have traded him last time. You needed to get something for him, and now he's nothing. He's here getting $700 million with the team across town and is already hitting home runs and being a bigger star than he's ever been down there in Anaheim.
Are you forgetting about the Angels' new catchy slogan?
It's awful.
Great seats, great prices. That's on
great
billboards.
Opponents.
$5 right behind home plate.
Very sullen looking Mike Trout on that billboard. Great seats, great prices. I saw a note you sent today about how to get rid of Anthony Rendon, who he says he hopes nobody ever has to go through what he's going through as a Major League Baseball player.
Right. But the article I found was that he's almost untradeable.
Oh, yes.
I mean, everybody's saying trade him because nobody thinks he's.
Right, but you can't
get anything around.
But for him.
Here's the problem. Any team taking on Rendon's salary has to pay him $115 million for the next three seasons. A player that produces like he's produced is worth roughly $3 to $4 million per year. Rendon's making $38
million. Right, I think his wins above replacement, you said, was 1.1.
Right.
Which is nothing.
So this one guy, Ian Miller, who writes for Outkick, said he would attach Mike Trout and get Rendon out anyway.
Me too.
You would why
me
penalize Mike
too.
Trout?
Well, does Mike Trout have a no trade?
No,
he does not. I would go to Mike Trout and say, "Listen, we are in a complete and total rebuild. We are melting this sucker down, and you want to go somewhere where it's competitive, whether it's Philly or somewhere back east where you're from. We'll do that, and then the Angels get something for Mike Trout, and they also get something by getting rid of Anthony Rendon. Would you not trade? See, no matter what, attached to Anthony Rendon or not, I would trade Mike Trout."
Well, Mike Trout, they remember Perry Minesian at the before the season started, that season ended, and he said, "We're willing to trade Trout." He actually was talking about if he wants to leave, we'll let him leave. Basically saying, "Go, find somewhere else to go. We'll accommodate you."
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen. So he's obviously staying now. He's not going anywhere now.
Yeah, his last four,
his trade value's got to be at an all-time low.
Yeah, so low.
Listen to his last. Let's say his last 6 years. He played 114 games, then 140, then 134, then 53, 36, 119, and 82.
Yikes.
He only played in 82 games last year. So
he missed half the season.
He does not have anywhere close to the value, and he's not anywhere close to the player he was in his last MVP season, which was 2019. Oh, that was that the strike year? No, I'm sorry. Was that the COVID year? No, 2020 would have been the COVID
2020
year.
2020 was COVID year.
Yeah, I mean, if I was them, I would say, look, Mike, you've been a great Angel. We'll build a statue to you someday here at Angel Stadium or wherever our new stadium is. But we want to acquire some young talent to bring up in the farm, and you deserve a chance to play for a winner. Wouldn't you trade Mike? I would trade Mike Trout. I'd get what I could for.
You're going to let Ohtani and Trout go at the same time.
Great seats, great prices. Come on. Prices get even better.
Yes is the answer.
Yes, I absolutely would. Absolutely would. All right, so we're going to do the Wheel of Questions coming up. Morales is going to be here. It's Live Imaging Tuesday. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Bibigo is the official game day snack of the Lakers. Mouth-watering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. Keep your freezer stocked with Bibigo for a delicious meal. Bergman and I both swear by Bibigo. We got a bunch of it in our freezer right now. Korea's number one food brand is making the whole world more delicious. They like to say minimum effort, maximum flavor, and that's true. You just throw these things in the microwave or in the oven and you're good. Available at all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. Bibigo Mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. So check out Bibigo today. Every day is the day to live delicious with Bibigo, the official game day snack of the Lakers. All right. Okay, this is, I'm glad, Laura, you're back today because I'm particularly interested in what you think of this. There's a woman who works for CBS on their golf coverage.
Okay.
Named Amanda Baliones. She's very good at it.
Okay.
She's excellent at her job. So if you get done playing, you go to her.
She interviews you and talks
to you about your round. And she's, matter of fact, she's so good that they'll throw to her just to talk about other tournaments going on around the world. And, you know, she's really good at it.
Okay.
2 years ago, she got married and she changed her name. Her name is Amanda Renner now.
Okay.
But at Riviera last weekend, she did all of her interviews without her wedding ring on.
Hmm.
And people picked up, and she's attractive, so people picked up on that. New York Post ran an item on it. You know, the bloggers got a hold of it.
Oh, sure, sure.
She hasn't commented on any of her social media posts about this, even though she has posted stuff, but it's all about golf. And so it's obvious this story is out there.
Yeah.
But she's not commenting on it. Can we assume by just those facts, those two facts,
mm-hmm.
A, she's not commenting, B, she doesn't have her wedding ring on, that her marriage is in trouble, or is it possible she just forgot her wedding ring? Laura, what do you think?
So I did a little stalking right now as we were talking. I went to her Instagram, and you're correct. All she has is that, and no, I was like, oh, let me see pre-Riviera, right? And I can't really see if she has it on. The fact that she hasn't said, like, oh, see, Greg is talking. So the fact that she hasn't said, man, it's not a big deal. I just forgot it. I think that makes it kind of sus for me. Like, yeah, there might
be some issues. Greg, what do you think?
I think that they're either having problems or they are separated. There's something going on. Jeez. They are not.
You think
together.
It's that?
Damn,
it's,
you went there.
I hope not. She seems very nice.
She seems
not wearing your wedding
ring. And I know some guys that work on that package, on that call package, and they love her. They say she. Mace, what do you think?
I'm of the school that she just forgot it. I mean, your wedding ring comes and goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have it on now.
Do you wear it on the road?
Yeah, I try to.
Yeah.
But I stopped wearing it during the pandemic. I just got out because I was doing the show from home.
Yes.
And then I just kind of didn't fall back in. And I don't wear it when I golf.
Right. Sure.
So I don't want to lose it. I'm kind of proud of the fact that I got married in January of 1999. And I still have my original wedding ring. I've got friends that are on wedding ring number 4.
Have lost them?
Yeah. Girls' rings are more expensive than guys' rings.
Right,
and so, like, Lisa wears hers all the time,
no
matter what.
Yeah.
But I hope this doesn't mean what I think it means, but I'm kind of with Laura. I think it's suspect.
It is sus. It sucks. I mean, because I know guys that don't wear their rings, whether it's because they're doing something and they don't want to lose it, or they're doing stuff.
Or they're doing stuff.
Or they're playing around on the side, kind of thing.
But for the most part, women always, and I know some girls that be doing stuff too and are married, but they don't care. They still wear it.
Yeah.
So the fact that she's not wearing it is a little sus for me.
Yeah,
she's wearing this one. I don't know when it's
from. When's that picture from?
I'm trying to go into my account on my phone.
We're stalking her on Instagram looking for a ring.
What is interesting is if she would comment on it, like if she would post the New York Post story and say, guys, I screwed up. I just forgot it.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
No problems here. The story goes away. And the fact that it hasn't and it's still got a drumbeat makes me think the worst. But I hope not.
I hope she's doing okay.
Yeah. January 26th, she's wearing the ring.
Okay.
All right, but that was pre-Riviera.
Yes.
Right, but it was not that long ago. Yeah.
Right.
Things happen.
To John's point, though, losing them, you know, women 4 or 5 rings, it could be she lost it. Maybe she doesn't want her husband to know.
Oh, yeah. This one, February 2nd, she's wearing it.
Okay. February 2nd. We're getting closer. So,
Riviera, 3 weeks ago.
Riviera was like February 20th, roughly around then.
So, are we pinpointing exactly when it
well,
all
no,
went
but
wrong?
She was on. She was on all weekend.
Yeah, right. She's not wearing it February 17th.
Yeah, it's all Riviera that she's not wearing.
Are there any, Greg? Here's a weird one. Are there any posts on February 14th?
February 14th.
Oh,
February 11th. February 17th.
No.
Oh,
so it
Valentine's
switches
Day.
From 11.
Could
to
have been
17.
Story mode.
Yeah, could those have been could have done it on
I
story.
Do more story modes than I do posts.
By the way, is this cruel that we're even talking about
yes.
this?
Yeah, it is.
Probably
yeah,
a little
totally.
Bit. Yeah.
We never talk about a guy who forgets his wedding ring.
Because we know what they're doing.
Is his marriage
well, right
over?
There.
Well, I...
Yeah, John's not
John
wedding.
Right there. He's not wearing
I'm having trouble.
Yeah, right? He's having trouble at home?
You monster! No,
yeah. Yeah, I know. After Mason wrote that...
yeah, she does it
that
way better.
Was for people who don't know, that was Lisa's reaction when I told her that my very heartfelt Valentine's Day message was I still can't believe I did this was actually written by Mason on ChatGPT.
You monster.
Now I personally am going to vote for that for bit of the year. I love that bit.
Yeah, but remember, the Mandy's, we're a visiting team at the Mandy's.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
true.
Playing,
although
Sliwa that's a road game for us.
Sliwa won host of the year.
Yeah.
I became a visiting team now. I like that.
You are
yeah,
the visiting
yeah,
team.
Yeah, you are. You were on the home team last
no
year.
No home field
so
advantage.
So you're on the visiting
you don't know.
Team
you don't
this
know.
Year.
We might be home team this year.
Hall of Fame, but yet. No Mandy's.
Yeah.
No Mandy's.
We'll see.
So, let me. Oh, you know what? Yesterday we completely missed this. Yesterday was National Pistachio Day.
Oh, geez, Bergman, how'd you miss that?
I have no idea, but I wish I had pistachio. Actually, Parker Bell brought me a couple of.
Did he?
Pistachios. Yeah, they were good too.
So yesterday
none of
they
them
had a
closed.
Pistachio eating contest on the Santa Monica Pier, and Joey Chestnut competed in it.
He showed up. Did he win it?
He did not. It was won by some guy named James Webb. Joey Bosa was in it. He finished third. Joey Chestnut finished second. How many pistachios do you think? Now, these are the ones you have to open yourself.
Oh, wow.
I know you.
I have a bag of no-shell pistachios in my golf bag at all times.
These are shelled, not shelled.
So how many minutes did they have?
8 minutes.
So I'm going to say.
So you got to peel it open and eat it. Peel
I'm
going to
say 40.
It. 338.
Well, I was a little off.
Yeah, that was way. I was thinking
eight
like,
minutes.
Yeah,
338.
I was thinking 5 a minute because it takes a second to open them, right?
No, not 5 a minute. No, that's
no.
That's, yeah, I can get through.
I
five
can eat 5 a minute.
I thought like
10,
three something for sure.
338 pistachios
boom,
in
boom,
8 minutes.
I don't think I could
your
do that.
Your fingers must have hurt
yeah, no,
so bad.
He
afterwards.
Says he practiced nonstop. He wouldn't eat the pistachios. Just open, 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 open. That's how he got to be good at it.
Right, but then you got to eat them too.
Yeah, I eat pistachios every night, but I shell them myself. Otherwise, I'll just eat a handful of them.
By the way, 338 pistachios being eaten, that's a lot of pistachios.
That is a lot of pistachios.
It's fatty at that point.
You shouldn't go out that night, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I would not.
Tell me grumbling.
Yeah. So we didn't talk about this yesterday, but the Rams are apparently kicking the tires on a potential backup quarterback. And I like this idea.
I like this idea, too.
Zach Wilson, who is, I guess he's done with the New York Jets, or...
Well, they're speculating that he's done with the New York Jets.
The thought is that he's being targeted by the Rams as a backup quarterback behind Matthew Stafford. Now, I love this because Sean McVay knows how to fix a quarterback, and I don't think Zach Wilson got much of a fair shot in New York. I think developing behind Matthew Stafford could be really useful. I like it so much better than when it was John Wolford or Sean Mannion or any of these guys that were backups who had never, ever started.
Wait a second. You're saying that he didn't get a fair shot in New York?
Yeah, I don't
think how did he not get a fair shot? He started a ton of games.
Yeah,
he was a starter, and then he was a starter
years?
Again
did
for
he
like
start,
2-3 years.
Did he start 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
He also,
yeah.
Yes, he was the starter. He was bad. He got taken out multiple times. They didn't bring in Joe Flacco 1 year because he wasn't good enough. Like, Joe Flacco was good with the Browns, but he wasn't good in New York. He got a completely fair shot in
yeah,
New York.
Yeah, but
and
I think,
terrible.
Greg, I think he's okay for a backup quarterback.
Sure, as a backup, fine, but he he's not going to be good if he has to go into action.
Well, you don't know after Sean McVay.
It just happened in New York.
Yeah, I mean,
look what happened with Baker Mayfield and McVay.
I mean, sure, it could possibly work. But in New York, he had all the receivers that Aaron Rodgers was going to have. Same exact guys. Couldn't do anything with them. Same exact offense.
How many games did he start, John?
I'm going to guess in 2 years, Zach Wilson probably started 25 games.
25, 30, yeah.
That would be a fair – if it's 25 to 30, that is a fair sample. Although it is New York, and that is a different kind of market.
They had the rookie of the year on offense and the rookie of the year on defense when he was starting on that team.
Yeah, I don't – but again, I think he's going to be better than most backup quarterbacks. If he's your starter, you got a problem. If he's your backup, that's okay.
He'll be the best backup quarterback. I mean, Carson Wentz obviously came in and was really good last year before even knowing the offense. He was just kind of running the football, which was interesting.
But I would put Zach Wilson in the same boat as Sam Darnold. You know, I think Sam Darnold as a backup quarterback is really good.
But is not a starter.
Well, I mean, he's had an opportunity to start and hasn't cashed it in. But I'd feel okay if Sam was the Rams backup or the Raiders backup.
2021, yeah. He played 13 games. In 2022, he played 9 games. In 2023, he played 12 games.
He had 30 games. Okay.
Yeah.
I just think Sean McVay can fix him up. He's a fixer-upper.
Everybody. Anybody that goes to Sean McVay, they get fixed.
He is kind of the quarterback whisperer.
He is that guy.
Wentz should stay. That's the thing he should
I mean,
stay.
I like Wentz a lot. John thinks he's going to be a starter. I do not.
Nah, I don't either.
I think he's going to compete for a starting job someplace.
Like Pittsburgh?
Is it possible that – did you find Zach Wilson in the Football Reference? I cannot find him in Football Reference. It's like he doesn't exist. Zach Wilson.
No, are you putting Z-A-C-H?
Yeah.
Z-A-C... Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Zach.
You're spelling him like Zach Morris by Saved by the Bell?
Zach. Z-A-C-H. Yeah, there he is. What was the story with him? His mom's best friend or something?
Something like that.
Okay, we're getting scandalous today.
We're going everywhere.
He started 33 of 34 games that he played.
So the story talking about, Mace, is he broke up with his college girlfriend at BYU.
Right.
And she started dating one of his best friends, a wide receiver from BYU.
Right.
By the way, Puka Nacua, I think, was a wide receiver for Zach Wilson at BYU briefly. He might have just missed him. But anyway, so she, the girlfriend, somebody went on her social media and said, I can't believe you jumped over to his best friend. Called her, I've never heard this term before, called her a homie hopper.
Homie hopper?
Yeah, from jumping from Zach Wilson to this other guy.
Oh, okay, got it.
And she responded, well, why don't you ask him about sleeping with his mom's best friend?
Oh, that's
and
right.
And then she deleted it.
Yeah.
And then everybody went, you know, the internet's undefeated. Everybody scoured the internet to find pictures of his mom's best friend.
Leave it to John. He remembers every detail of that story.
Are you kidding? It's right up my alley.
Yeah. I have no capacity for sleaze. I don't have a lot of room in my head for sleaze.
That's why I don't.
I know you do. That's why I don't watch Under the Decks or
Below Deck.
Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules this year is completely off the tracks.
Don't know what Scandal is.
Scandoval.
Scandoval is.
I bet you Juan does.
Oh, he knows all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows all of it. He's like you. Loves the sleaze. All right. Coming up next, we're going to do the 2 o'clock call of the day. Now, yesterday, I thought it was decent yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. I think they've been getting better. Would you not
Greg,
say
what are you
getting
saying?
Better?
Do you really want me to answer that
question?
No,
I don't.
Are they improving?
No, you
are
don't.
They getting better?
Okay.
Yeah. 877-710-ESPN. Prove Bergman wrong. 877-710-ESPN for the 2 o'clock call of the day. Also, don't forget, it's BBGO Fifth Row Fridays this week. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to sit in the fifth row for a Lakers game at Crypto.com Arena. Got to pay attention to everything we say. Everything from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There is a question from yesterday. Will be from each day this week. Answer all five correctly on Friday at 3:30, and you're in. You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma brand station. All right, let me tell you about the LA County Department of Mental Health. So life can be challenging at times. You're having trouble with your relationship, or you are depressed, or the world is coming at you too fast and you feel overwhelmed, or you've got conflict at work or any of that stuff. And the reality is your mental health is really important, and the LA County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. Their team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's share a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.